Isn't it seductive to think you could have rules that are so simple that if everyone followed them, everyone would always be safe? Hi, everybody. It's Todd Conklin, and this is the Pre-Accident Investigation Safety Moment. I'm so glad you're here. So today, let's talk about cardinal rules. Or golden rules, or life-saving rules, or whatever you want to call these rules. Lots of companies have them. Lots and lots. They started in the oil and gas industry, I'm almost certain. And they started with 8 cardinal rules, or 12 life-saving rules, or 13 golden rules. And these were rules that you could never break. In fact, if you did break them, it almost guaranteed you would terminate your employment. They wouldn't terminate you. They would just say, we can't have people on this site who won't follow these 8 rules. That's how important these rules are. And so, therefore, if you're choosing not to follow these 8 rules, you get to leave the site and we won't have you anymore as a part of our team. And it seemed incredibly elegant. And I think the belief was they made a huge difference. And they might have. Who am I to deny that? I do think they caused companies to clarify where risk is. And I think understanding where risk is caused companies to pay more attention to managing controls around that risk. But let's put that aside for a moment because that's not a part of cardinal rules. Cardinal rules assume on their surface that workers get injured, that workers make mistakes, that workers kill themselves because workers make bad choices. And so, therefore, if you make good choices around the 8 cardinal rules, you'll never die. The problem with that, and it really is a problem, is that it is a very elaborate, pretty elegant way to do 2 things that bug me. One is put all the emphasis on the worker and worker decision. And 2 is remove all the emphasis away from management and the system. I can't even say it. See how upset I am? I'm tearing up right now. In fact, my challenge to you, and I want you to think about this. You don't have to agree with me. It's not that big of a deal. But my challenge is when you say these golden rules cannot be broken, then the assumption you're making is that everyone who has an accident around those golden rules purposely chose to break that rule above and beyond every other possible outcome they could have selected. And if that's what you believe, then the safety moment's over for you. But if there's more to the story, if you're interested in a deeper way, then I would challenge you to really think about how we use cardinal rules, golden rules, life-saving rules. Because I think if we use them as 8 new ways to fire people, then they really become a weapon by which we use retrospectively on the worker to get the worker out of the system. I also believe we think they have strong deterrence value, and by punishing somebody for breaking a golden rule, we've reinforced that golden rule to every other single person in the workforce. And maybe that's true. I don't know. But I'd actually suggest that the golden rule makes it harder to manage complex failure than easier to manage complex failure. Because now you're going to look for events that are somehow flagrantly breaking your rules, and your hands are pretty much tied on what you do. Remember my thesis that when an event happens in your company, you can either learn and improve or blame and punish, but you can't do both. The cardinal rules force you down the blame and punish canal. You're not going to be going down the learn and improve canal because it's easy to stop thinking as soon as you realize it's a cardinal rule violation. Now, that challenge is a big challenge. And here's what I would suggest. Instead of making cardinal rules fireable offenses, I would actually use cardinal rules to guide you where you want to put the most robust controls around operations. These are 8 ways we know we have serious injuries and fatalities. When you work in one of these 8 categories, we want the highest level of protection at every single component in the system. So we want workers who are experienced and alert. We want a second set of eyes on the problem. We want engineered controls. We want strong administrative controls. We want good, usable, understandable, and accurate procedures. These eight golden rules indicate not places where you can lose your job, but places where we know you can lose your life. And because we know you can lose your life, we want to manage the work around these eight categories much differently than we manage the day in, day out, non-golden rule areas. That's my challenge. Just a thinker, but I want you to think about it a lot, because if you see them as punishment tools, then what you're going to get is reduced learning and lots of forced punishment. But if you see them as indicators of the ultimate risk in your facility, the ultimate risk on your platform, the ultimate risk in your plant, then actually your challenge is when the golden rule, the cardinal rule indicators pop up, they're not cardinal rules. They're life-saving indicators of high-risk work. That's a safety moment for today. It's a little discussion, but it's one that I hope you are thinking about. If you haven't thought about it before, I hope you'll think about from here on out, because what seems on the surface to be incredibly simple, seductively simple, these are the rules, don't break them. And if you do, there's consequence. In fact, forces the worker into a position where every response has to be measured against every other possible outcome, and it actually exonerates leadership from responsibility for that failure. That's it. That's the safety moment for today. Kick it around in your head. Until then, learn something new every single day. Have as much fun as you possibly can. And for goodness sakes, be safe. In case you're wondering, I do wish it was this simple. I wish it's as easy as just making a rule and people following it. That would make our job so luxurious.